back at Carneseca Arena for the second half of action between Monmouth and St. John's on a Friday evening that's quickly becoming later. Gary Caw alongside Steve Bazzaz. 28-26. St. John's leads at the half. MU will start the half with Nicholas, Robinson, Jones, Ogaro, and Tillman. For St. John's, it'll be Harrison, Sanchez, Sampson, Obekpa, and Phil Green. As we welcome you back into here to the second half of action, MU will work left to right here in half number two and look to tie this game up on their first possession of the half. Jones drives inside, lost it to Obekpa, who will outlet for Green. Up the right side goes Harrison. Finds a streaking Green, kicks in the corner. Sanchez, good job to get out on him by Tyrone Ogaro. Sanchez guarded by Tillman, and a foul called off the ball.
Gary, that great first half by the Hawks was done basically without Deion Jones. And that time, Deion, probably knowing that he's been out the whole game, tried to get himself into the offense early, a little bit of a forced drive.
19:34 to go here in the ballgame. St. John's by two. The foul was called on Ogaro, his first of the night. Sanchez will reset things a little bit for the Red Storm. Left wing Harrison. They'll move right to left on your radio dials here in the second half. Will St. John's in the corner. Green thought about it. 18 to shoot. Finds Obekpa on the right block. That one deflected off of the hands of Green. This one will roll into the backcourt. Harrison will pick it up. That's a backcourt violation. He let it roll all the way under his own basket before picking it up. And with 19:11 to go, MU will take possession back, trailing St. John still by just two.
Nice defensive possession from the Hawks. That time Red goes and doubles the big on the catch, forcing the turnover, backcourt violation.
Straight on Jones. Fakes a bounce for Robinson. Will keep it himself. Now we'll find Robinson in front of assistant coach Rick Callahan. Drives the lane, does Robinson. Kick out Nicholas, pump fake. Drives inside, spins past Harrison. Floater from the baseline. Nicholas will get that one to drop. We're tied at 28 with just over a minute gone here in the second half.
And Nicholas is good going to his left hand and putting that floater up. That time gets it over to D. And the Hawks have tied the game.
Left corner Green, guarded by Robinson, sizes him up. Top of the key, Harrison drives on Jones, steps back from the elbow, and drains the jumper. That's where he is so good, from about 15 feet away.
And you got to expect that Harrison's going to try to come out and impose his will in this game and in the second half.
St. John's up by two again. Robinson work in front of his head coach, King Rice. Back out for Ogaro. Right wing, Nicholas thought about it. Falling down, lost the ball. He turns it over to Green. Three on three here. Green for Sampson. Wide open. Went up for a big dunk and got fouled by Ogaro. And got fouled hard in the process.
And that was not a smart play by Tyrone Ogaro. He basically straight two-hand pushed. Sampson wasn't going to the basket. And it's going to be an intentional foul, as it should be. He didn't play the ball. He pushed Sampson in the air. And that's the correct call.
An intentional foul called on Ogaro. He's picked up two fouls very, very quickly here in half number two.
The problem is that when plays like that start happening, then the referees get whistle happy because they don't want the game to get chippy. I'm expecting a lot of whistles this half, Gary, to make up for the first half.
We'll see. We might get one of those quick games.
But not a smart play by Tyrone Ogaro. Quite honestly, I think he should have just let him go in for the dunk. Because, again, the only way he could have contested that shot was by doing what he did. But now it's an intentional foul, two shots on the ball for St. John's.
30-28, and some free throws coming here. For Jakar Sampson coming into this one, 9 of 13. Sampson will stand at the line all by himself, nobody around him. A 69% free throw shooter coming in. Wears number 14 for St. John's and misses the first one off the heel. Sampson, the sophomore forward from Akron, Ohio, has gone into double figures in every game so far this season. He has added 7 points to this point, so looks to be on his way to potentially doing that one more time. His second intentional free throw is up in the air, and that one good. Makes it a 3-point contest. And because of the intentional foul, The Red Storm will now have possession with 18:06 to go, up by three. And Steve, that's a play that I think we need to keep an eye on. Will it be a turning point or not? Looking to get it in is Green. Finally does to Sampson. Was low on the clock there. And Harrison will cover it up left of the circle and find Phil Green, the junior, who will call out a play. Find Obekpa back for Green. Coach Lavin barking out instructions to his offense. Working it left, handing off. It's Harrison stepping back and drilling a three.
And a nice offensive set that time from St. John's. And Harrison gets the handoff, goes behind the screen and knocks it down. And you're right, Gary, that's a play that we're going to keep an eye on now. Is that going to be a turning point in this game? Plus, you don't want to wake a sleeping giant. You know, St. John's, you don't want to give them any more added motivation.
Nicholas for Robinson. Works to the left elbow, hands for Josh James. Will dribble right, find Robinson, steps into a deep three from the left wing, nothing but net.
And that is a huge shot by the freshman, stepping in. St. John's extending their zone all the way out, and he knocks it down.
Sanchez a pump fake from three. Will find Green for a deep two, that rattles home.
I've been impressed with Phil Green. Pretty solid ball player, and pretty smooth looking jump shot.
Robinson on that last possession hit MU's first three of the night. We'll step back, try another one from the same spot. That one doesn't go. Ball tipped around and grabbed by Green. Up ahead for Obekpa. He has to corral it. Almost lost it. Will go cross court. Skipped it for Sanchez. And a clear travel. He was indecisive with the ball and turned it over from beyond the arc. And he had nobody within any kind of striking distance. He was wide open and turned it over.
And Sanchez is 1-4 in the first half. Maybe he thought about it a little bit because he hasn't been knocking down consistently. But he was wide open, though.
Tillman will be replaced by O'Garo.
Now, how about this lineup, Gary, for the Hawks with Tillman going out? I think this might be the Hawks' most talented and most athletic lineup. But Tillman down, the Hawks are very small. And now St. John switches to man.
Robinson, James, Jones, Nicholas O'Garo is that lineup Steve is referring to. 22 to shoot. James left wing finds Robinson straight away. Looks for a cutting Nicholas. Instead will find James. 15 to shoot. Will spin in the lane. Get down inside. Get blocked and fouled.
You know, again, Josh James is not the quickest guy in the world, but he's very strong with the ball, and he's also pretty crafty in the lane. That time he gets into the lane, stops his dribble, but uses his pivot really well, is able to get his defender in the air and draw the foul.
That's on D'Angelo Harrison, Steve, his third personal foul with 16:17 to go. That's important because looks like he's going to check out of the game here for Max Hooper.
And Harrison has, until that three-pointer earlier on, Harrison has had a very quiet game. His third foul now, he's going to have to sit out. That's obviously a huge play in this ball game.
Hooper will come in for him. Sanchez will be replaced by Sir Dominic Poynter. As James rattled home his first free throw, we'll try to cut this to a three-point game here.
And Hooper is obviously your prototypical spot-up shooter. You have to know where he is and locate and close him out strong.
Pair of free throws from Josh James there. And the Hawks back within three. They tried to trap at half court. Unsuccessful. They'll now back into their defense.
And now I thought they were going zone as it looked like they were packing a lane in. But they're just playing kind of a soft D here. Just daring St. John's to shoot.
Hooper outside the arc with 12 to shoot. Works it left for Poynter with 10. Bounces left block for Sampson. Step back Jay off the heel. Rebound O'Garo. Great box out.
That is a great box out by Tyrone O'Garo.
Robinson pulls up at the free throw line. Makes a move past his man. Scoop layup. Blocked and a goaltend.
And talk about being crafty. How about Justin Robinson getting into the lane, kind of scooping the ball under the defender, and then getting the goaltending call for 2 points. Now, James and Robinson are really fun to watch, and I know I've said this a ton of times, but the future is really bright with those two guards.
We'll step out for 60 seconds. 15:37 to go. Hawks down just one. This is MU Basketball on the Shore Sports Network. Hawks fans, get your 2013-2014 Monmouth University tickets right now. Season and single game tickets as well as group packages are now available. Call now and ask how to spend your birthday with Shadow at a Hawks game or help your organization or group fundraise with MU. Affordable family fun and entertainment is just one call or click away at 732-263-5735 or at hawktickets@monmouth.edu. Back here at Corneseca Arena, 36-35, St. John's your score with 15:37 to go. And, Steve, this has been a game where Monmouth has really played toe-to-toe with the Red Storm.
You know, and going into this game, I thought the three-point shot was going to be huge. Really just kind of daring St. John's to shoot threes. And on the other end from Monmouth, expecting a zone, Monmouth having to make threes. Well, it's kind of really worked out the opposite way. With the exception of Justin Robinson's three, Monmouth hasn't hit any. They've only have one on the night. And St. John's started off from three pretty hot. They've cooled off. But it's really been Monmouth's attack mentality. Getting to the rim, getting to the foul line. And St. John's has had kind of a listless night here. And what worried about me with the O'Garo intentional foul was that they were going to wake a sleeping giant almost. Give St. John's even more motivation when they've kind of been sleepwalking through this game.
Your MU5 out there off of the timeout. Robinson with Jones, James, Nicholas, O'Garo. So they stay with that five. A little smaller, but a lot of talent out there. Pointer with Obekpa, Sampson, Cooper, and Green. Harrison still sitting with those two fouls, or with those three fouls now. The Hawks trap, and that one thrown right into the hands of James. A turnover, and Nicholas will push the floor. Nicholas up past two defenders, misses the layup. Finding Jones is James, and Deion Jones will put MU in front on a hectic play down low.
And rim attacks the, or Red attacks the rim. And then there's a loose ball, and Josh James, again, near the rim, comes up with it, dishes to Jones for the layup. St. John's has not handled the Monmouth half-court trap very well. Monmouth has gotten a lot of turnovers off of it.
Josh James with an athletic play to pick that pass off. Left corner, Hooper. 15 to shoot, Green, left of the circle. Will find Pointer. Tried to bounce, when instead will throw a swing pass across for Hooper. 8 to shoot, Green. Guarded by Robinson, trying to shake him, cannot. Now steps back and hits. That's a deep two for Green. And that will put St. John's back in front. A seesaw matchup, back and forth we go.
You know, if it wasn't for Phil Green tonight, St. John's might be down a lot of points in this game. He's really shot the ball well and really has led St. John's in this game.
Good-looking jump shot from that kid. James right wing, Robinson straight on, will just step back with confidence and rattle home a triple.
What a shot from Justin Robinson. Eyeing it up and knocking it down.
Hawks by two. Top of the key, Sampson. Works past Nicholas. Gets inside. Puts it in. Count the basket and the foul.
And it worries me that any play that O'Garo's going to be around, he's going to get called for a foul after that intentional foul play. And if I'm not mistaken, that was called on Tyrone O'Garo.
His third, he had none coming out of halftime. Has picked up three in the early stages here. Sampson back to the line. Trying to put St. John's back in front. And Steve, these teams are just matching each other now.
And now the zone has really not given Monmouth that many problems. And if they start hitting shots, we'll see how long they can keep this run going. But
Sampson missing the free throw, getting his own rebound, and then travels.
Monmouth, if they start hitting threes and if Robinson can catch fire, this could be a game all the way down to the wire. I mean, Monmouth has really, like you said, has played a phenomenal game tonight. And it's been a lot of fun to watch. And again, Justin Robinson, so impressed with the little guy, the point guard.
No doubt. And that last three that he hit, Steve, had a man all over him, just pulled up and took it. He has the ball here as he will direct the MU offense. Left wing Josh James will rise from three. That one's short. Nicholas will race, try to save it, and will end up tumbling into the front row on the courtside seats to our right. Great effort there from the junior Nicholas, unable to keep the ball in bounds.
Right, and this is a big probably stretch of the this is a big stretch of the ball game. 13-39, all tied up. You wonder if St. John's is gonna pick up their urgency a little bit. So the Hawks have to buckle down, play good defense, and get good shots.
Sanchez comes into the game for Chris Obekpa for St. John's. Green slide step at the top of the right wing and will work it across. Double trap on Pointer. He'll shake it, find Hooper left wing. He's open, misses the three. That one will carry him off of the side of the rim and over the backboard, and the Hawks will take it back. We remain knotted at 40 all with 13-18 to go. MU will walk up the floor trying to take yet another lead. We've gone back and forth many times here tonight as these teams have played each other toe-to-toe.
And St. John's back in the 2-3 zone.
James in front of his own bench. Robinson and James play catch. Left corner, O'Garrow finds James. Now Robinson again. MU will work it outside the arc. The lob from Robinson. O'Garrow almost with an unbelievable alley-oop. Instead got fouled in the process. Steve, that would have been a thing of beauty.
Oh, my God. And O'Garrow goes up and catches the ball almost like he's a wide receiver, like he's Calvin Johnson taking the ball from a cornerback and tries to catch it and slam it while taking it from the defensive player. That was a phenomenal play by Tyrone going to the foul line.
Foul was called on Sanchez. O'Garrow to the line, try to put MU in front. Will not get the friendly roll on the first. Harrison will check back in for the Red Storm, as will Obekpa. Sampson and Pointer will come out. DeLeo now will be a late sub for Monmouth. He'll come in the game for Nicholas. 12:55 remaining. O'Garrow to the line for his second. Try to put MU in front by one. Shooting directly at the St. John student section now. O'Garrow's second free throw is up. No good. Offensive rebound goes to Deion Jones, and the Hawks will have a fresh shot clock. Backing it out, it's DeLeo. Working it into the corner. Now Robinson, right of the circle, will dribble out. And after two missed free throws from O'Garrow, the Hawks will get a second chance opportunity. Robinson. Josh James. Now Robinson again. He'll stride into another three. That one will rim out. Rebound Sanchez. 12 and a half to go. Still tied at 40. Green takes the handoff. Walks inside the three-point arc and drills the jumper. So Green has not missed tonight. He is absolutely on fire. A smooth jump shot from Phil Green put St. John's back up 42-40.
And really, Phil Green is carrying St. John's right now. Nobody else can knock in any shots consistently. Green's been on fire all night.
He missed three shots in the first half, and we don't have updated stats in front of us, but I don't believe he's missed any here in the second stanza. 42-40 St. John's. Robinson fakes a lob, 12 to shoot. Finds DeLeo outside the arc. DeLeo double team. Will find Robinson. Now Josh James. James will split a double team. Find Deion Jones, who gets pinned by Obekpa. And then an immediate kickball is called on D'Angelo Harrison. The ball never hit the rim. There's 2 seconds remaining on the shot clock. And we will have a media timeout. Did they get a foul on Harrison there, Steve?
They got a foul on Harrison. That's going to be his fourth foul. St. John's leading scorer, 21 points per game, has been in really foul trouble all night. Hasn't been able to get anything going. He now has 4 fouls left as we go into the under 12 timeout.
My apologies. I missed the foul call there. I thought they were calling the block and then a kickball, but they do get the foul on Harrison. Hawks trail it just 42-40. Here with 11:49 to go, right here on the Shore Sports Network. The Hawks would like to thank their good friends at World Subaru, Coke, McClune's, and Surf Taco for all of their tremendous support throughout this season. From Carneseca Arena, Monmouth on the road here at St. John's, down by just two. 11:49 remaining here in the second half. St. John's 42, Monmouth 40, and Steve, we may have just witnessed a huge point in this game there. Arguably their best player, averaging 21.3 points a game in the first three. D'Angelo Harrison has now 4 fouls with more than half of the second half to go.
Yeah, and kind of an unfortunate play for Harrison and St. John's. Deion Jones misses a short shot. The ball gets tipped up in the air. Gets to DeLeo on the outside. Kind of just runs into Harrison and goes down. Harrison kind of tough luck there. But for the Hawks to have St. John's best player pick up his fourth foul, that's a huge play in this ballgame.
On the floor for Monmouth, out of the media timeout, Robinson, James, DeLeo, Jones, O'Garrow. 11:49 left after Harrison's fourth foul. He comes out of the game. Replaced back out there by Sir Dominic Pointer. It'll be Pointer with Green, Sanchez, Sampson, and Obekpa. Right wing, Deion Jones. Deion Jones has struggled a little bit tonight. Just 2 points. Had to sit a lot of the first half with foul trouble. DeLeo for O'Garrow on the Big East logo. Kicks out. Jones, pump fake. Will drive inside. Scoop layup. No good. That one pinned by Obekpa, and Sampson will come up with it.
Gary, I think we just witnessed the epitome of goaltending, which wasn't called.
And back the other way, the basket and the foul for Sir Dominic Poynter.
It's unfathomable to me to think that goaltending wasn't called on that call or on that drive by Deion Jones. He went to the basket, got the ball on the glass, and then Obeckford blocked it. But that's goaltending. That is the definition of goaltending. And then to make it worse, Robinson gets called for a foul.
Actually get the foul on Max DeLeo. That'll be his second personal. 11:16 to go. Poynter will try to complete the three-point play, and he will not.
That's a four-point swing in this second half here.
44-40 is your score. Robinson will try to get that bucket back. Coach Rice is now taking his jacket off on the sideline. James gets inside. He gets blocked by Obekpa again. And the other way will go Phil Green. Nicholas will check in for Monmouth at the next stoppage. Left wing Poynter. Down low, it's picked off by Deion Jones. He will lob one ahead of the play. James will make a little move inside, put up the layup, no good. Offensive board to DeLeo. DeLeo will find Robinson. MU will reset. So the Hawks don't get the transition bucket. But DeLeo crashing the net will get the offensive board, and MU with a fresh 35. Down by four, it's Robinson. Working right, he gets tapped and fouled by Poynter. Top of the key.
And Coach Rice is definitely working the officials on the sideline. Yeah, the Deion Jones missed goaltending call. And then it looked like Josh James got hit on his drive, too. So Coach Rice is definitely working the officials, as he should be. I thought the no goaltending call was unreal.
Poynter replaced by Jamal Branch. Poynter just picked up his second personal foul. 10:28 to go. It's 44-40. St. John's the score. Left wing Josh James looks to split a double. We'll find Robinson spotting up right wing. Three no good. Obeck for the rebound. And then almost turned it over to Deion Jones. Gets it back. And up the floor comes Phil Green. Far side working it. It's Orlando Sanchez. Straight on Obeckpa. Takes the pass down low. Now Branch at the free throw line will kick it out. Sanchez a deep three-pointer. Short. The line drive didn't go. O'Gara with the rebound for MU. Robinson will move in a jog down the floor. Down low. Deion Jones, the crazy reverse attempt. Doesn't go, but he is fouled.
And another great find by Justin Robinson in transition. He looks to red side. Draws the defense over to red. Deion Jones slips backdoor along the baseline. Nice bounce pass by Robinson to find him.
Obekpa will be checked with his second foul. Deion Jones to the stripe, where he is 16 of 19 this year. Good for 84% on the season. With 9:49 to go, a big two free throws for Deion Jones upcoming, and he rattles home the first.
Again, big stretch in the ball game. Jones cuts it to three. Hawks have to continue to play strong defense and box out. You don't want to give up any offensive rebounds and chippies at the rim.
Jones is second. No good. Offensive rebound to O'Garo. We'll find Josh James. MU with another fresh 35. Deion Jones right wing. Now Robinson straight away. Works it inside between four defenders. Turns it over to Green.
Too deep again by Justin Robinson.
Sampson up the middle of the floor, pulls up from the free throw line, off the window, no good, and Justin Robinson catches the long rebound. He'll corral it and work up the floor. MU trails by three. It's Nicholas with 9:20 to go for Josh James in front of us. MU will set up their offense here with 22 to shoot, just looking for good possessions at this point. Down just three here on the road. Nicholas, our right wing three-pointer, way off the mark. Spotting up with a hand in his face that time.
And Coach Rice is encouraging Red Nicholas there, still clapping his hands. And that's Nicholas's shot, you know. It's just, you got a big guy running out at you, closing out. But that's his shot, the step-in three-pointer.
Green comes out of the game here, replaced by the sophomore transfer from Harvard, Max Cooper. 9 minutes to go. Left wing pointer. Look to rise from three. Will bounce it down low. Sampson spins in the lane. Hook shot good. And St. John's back up five with 8:50 to go.
That's a tough matchup for Red down in the post there. Sampson big, long, and athletic. Nice spin move back to the middle of the lane and the right-handed little hook shot.
Oh, clearly right in the thick of this one, but can't let a mini run here put this one a little bit out of reach. Just a five-point game right now. Top of the key, Josh James. will turn, work it left wing. Justin Robinson, down low Nicholas, one on two. Goes up, gets blocked again. I think it was Obekpa, but it might have been Branch from the weak side. And he'll stop and work it out for Hooper. Now Branch will get it back. Junior guard from Kansas City, Missouri, takes a handoff from Obekpa. Branch dribbles between his legs, gets to the Big East logo, shovels it down low. Obekpa backs down on his man and will put it in right through Josh James. He went, and it's a 7-point St. John's lead.
I thought there was a push-off. I thought there was a lowered shoulder by Obekpa on the dunk attempt. Not to stress about the refs here, but it's been a tough last 6 minutes for the Hawks. Really on the short end of some of the calls. I thought there was absolutely a push-off on the dribbler, and then the Obekpa call could have gone either way, lower in the shoulder.
7:50 to go. Coach Rice wisely using a timeout and a good time for it. But his team down 7 with 7:50 remaining. We'd like to thank NJEA for sponsoring MU basketball this season. The members of the New Jersey Education Association working to make public schools great for every child. Hawks trail it by 7. We will see Khalil Brown, Steve, check in here for the first time tonight. He has not seen action at all tonight. Saw just 1 minute of play the other night against Seton Hall. So Khalil Brown will check into this game. We'll see if he can make a little bit of an impact and some spark off the bench.
Yeah, and again, Khalil coming in at an interesting time in the ball game. Down 7, 7:50 to go. We got the under 8 media timeout. The Hawks have really played an excellent game. St. John's struggling from the outside, but their athleticism getting to the Hawks in the second half here. Obekpa with some block shots. Sampson getting to the rim. And I think we have to mention how good Phil Green's been. He's really carried St. John's, especially early on in the second half when they were struggling to score.
No doubt about it. His jump shot has fallen more times than not tonight, has Green. But we just talked about it. You can't let this balloon to a 10-12 point game. You got to stop this run right here. That's why I think Coach Rice taking the timeout when he did. He still got three left, and I think it's a great call by him to kind of stop the bleeding a little bit. It'll be MU ball. Get a bucket here. You're right back in the middle of this ball game. And they've played with St. John's thus far. There's no reason to believe that they can't do so for another 7:50.
I completely agree. Great timeout. Try to draw something up. A lot of times they'll either go to that lob play for O'Garo. Maybe this time they'll draw up a shot for somebody if O'Garo's going to come out of the game. But I completely agree, Gary. Good timeout. Settle everything down. It's been an unfortunate run, kind of on the short end of some calls. And that's going to happen, especially a team on the road. And they just got to play strong, solid basketball. Maybe we'll see a half-court trap from the Hawks when they get back on defense. St. John's has not done a very good job of passing out of that half-court trap when Monmouth has gone to it. And they've also caught some big guys outside with the ball. A great job of scouting and preparation by the Hawks coaching staff.
Long time out here for MU. See Coach Rice continuing to draw plays with his guys over on the far side there as the teams will break huddle now, and we will see Khalil Brown for the first time here in this one. The Hawks will come out with Robinson, Nicholas, Tillman, Jones, and Brown. So Zach Tillman getting back in the act as well.
I was really impressed with the way Tillman played in the first half. He was able to get to that left hand too, and he's so good underneath the rim with that left hand.
48-41, your score. Robinson takes the inbound pass, works to the top of the key. Now Khalil Brown, right wing. Outside the arc goes Robinson. Kicks in the corner for Robinson. That one deflected out of bounds. And that will bring us to a media timeout. The Hawks will have 13 to shoot on offense when we come back. 7:38 remaining. Hawks down 7 here at St. John's. This is MU Basketball on the Shore Sports Network. Stay connected with the Monmouth Hawks through a variety of social media outlets. Like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook, follow at MU Hawks on Twitter, and visit youtube.com/Monmouth Hawks for videos with MU coaches, players, and more. You can find every social media page associated with Monmouth University Athletics in one place at gomuhawks.com/connect. Stay connected with the Hawks and join the online conversation right now. 7:38 to play here at Carneseca Arena. St. John's 48, Monmouth 41.
Gary, Opekpa in this game has 9 blocks. He should only have 8 blocks, by the way. But he has 9 blocks, and his personal record is 11. That was last year against Fordham. And obviously he's having a huge impact on the game. Oh, such a weapon and such a luxury for your defense to have a rim protector like that.
Out of the timeout, MU will go with Robinson, Nicholas, Jones, Ogaro, Tillman. So Kola Brown sees a couple of possessions in there. And then we'll check out. Hawks going a little bit bigger right now with Ogaro at the Big East logo. Tried to send it in the corner for Robinson, and he got bumped.
Now Robinson was open, though. Good look by Tyrone.
Foul checked to Sir Dominic Pointer. That is his third personal. And Nicholas will trigger left of the basket. The lob goes for Ogaro outside the three-point arc. And now Deion Jones as the Hawks work the perimeter. Nicholas down inside gets fouled. That's the 7th foul for St. John's in the second half, meaning that Nicholas will go to the line to shoot 1-1.
And this is a huge possession in this ball game. You got to come up and make these foul shots. You miss a front end of the 1-1, it helps the defense, ends up being an empty possession.
Nicholas to the stripe so far this evening. Nicholas, 4 out of 5, hit 2 of 3 on the 3-shot foul late in the first half. The front end of his 1-1 is no good. Rebound to Pointer. Up the far side goes Jamal Branch. 7-point lead for St. John's. They're more than happy to let this clock tick a little bit. Top of the key, Sampson. Left wing, Green. Works it into the corner, bounces mid-post for Pointer, and now the right elbow jumper is good from Sampson.
A wide open elbow jump shot. Not good defense. Coach Rice very animated, angry on the sideline there.
Now it's a 9-point lead, the largest of the night for St. John's. Can MU climb back yet again? 6:50 to go. Nicholas, cross court, Jones. Now in front of the Hawk bench, it's Robinson. James set to check in at the next stoppage. 12 to shoot. Robinson looks to penetrate. Kicks out Nicholas. Now Ogaro down low. In the paint, sent out. Robinson steps into a three. That one off the heel, and Green with the rebound. Hawks hustling to get back defensively. Green in the corner for Pointer. Back for Green. Left of the circle, Sampson. Pump fake, got Jones up in the air. Now left baseline, it's Branch. He'll miss from about 12 feet. And Ogaro for Robinson. Now Jones on the move through the lane. Floater. Count the basket and the foul for Deion Jones.
I love the way Deion Jones attacks the rim. I love the way all the guards attack the rim for Monmouth. And Jones kind of weaves himself, avoids the charge, gets the little floater to go, and now he's going to the line for an and one. See if the Hawks put some pressure on St. John's here off this foul shot, maybe a little full court or half court trap.
He got the third foul on Chris Obekpa, it appears, on that one. He will check out of the game, replaced by God's Gift Achua. 6:12 to go. Jones to the line to try to complete a three-point play and bring MU within 6.
And Monmouth back to that small lineup, no center in the ballgame.
The big shot blocker, Obekpa, has to come out with 3 fouls. Jones's free throw finds the bottom of the net. 50-44. Big turn of events on that possession. Nice bucket from Jones. Brings MU back within 6. DeLeo back in the game. Guards Branch. They look to double trap up top. Pointer shakes it. Kicks in the corner for Branch. Back for Pointer straight away. Left wing. He'll find Green. 18 to shoot. 5:54 on the game clock. Branch in front of the St. John's bench finds Pointer. 10 to shoot. Top of the key, Sampson. A lot of passing here from St. John's. Nowhere to go with the ball inside. 5 to shoot. Pointer holds above his head. Kicks across. Deep jumper on the way. No good that time from Sampson.
Phenomenal defensive possession right there by the Hawks.
Jones looked to stride into a 3. Instead, we'll find James. Kicks it in the corner for DeLeo. Instead, they'll get the offensive foul on Josh James.
You know, I say this a lot. Anytime you jump in the air to make a pass, it's going to be automatically be a charge. That time James got caught in the air. It's a good call.
Pointer will leave the game. D'Angelo Harrison back in here with 4 personal fouls. So little margin for error for him. We'll see if he plays a bit more conservatively with 5:28 to go. They're also going to bring Chris Obekpa back in for God's Gift Achua. And Obekpa playing with 3 personals of his own.
We'll see if the Hawks try to go at Harrison. Sometimes having four fouls could hurt your defense because you play lax D because you don't want to pick up another foul.
5:20 to go. Far side, it's Jamal Branch. Kicks in the corner, Phil Green. Works to the free throw line, gives it back to Branch. Went up, put that one up after he got contacted by Nicholas. Didn't go, but the foul will be checked to MU. It'll be on Andrew Nicholas with 5:09 to go. Second for Red, 5:09 remains. St. John's by 6, Branch to the stripe, where he has knocked down 5 of 8 on the year, just 63%. His first is off the right side of the rim, no good. Stands at the line and practices his stroke a couple of times.
Need a box out here.
Second free throw on the way from Branch. That one will roll in off the front rim. Branch will then come out of the game, replaced by Sir Dominic Pointer. He's also got 3 fouls, so we'll keep an eye on how this St. John's defense changes with all these players in foul trouble. 4, 3, and 3 are the guys out on the floor right now. 7-point lead for the Red Storm with 5 minutes to go. Josh James bounces for DeLeo. Fake the 3. Now we'll find Josh James driving the lane. James, scoop layup is good.
Off the wrong leg, works himself in the lane, goes off the wrong leg, but puts it up with the left hand to avoid the defender. Nice job by Josh James.
4:40 left, 51-46. Hawks have closed back within 5. Top of the key, Pointer works the lane, past O'Garrow, no good. Rebound to Leo, looks to run with it. Will pull up at half court and finds Deion Jones. Jones will penetrate, goes up, got fouled on the way through. Deion Jones to the stripe with 4:25 to go and can make this a one possession ball game.
Again, attacking the rim. That time in transition, Max finds Deion Jones, a little shot fake, gets into the lane and attacks the rim strong.
Fourth foul on Chris Obekpa on that one. And with 4:25 to go, Obekpa and Harrison both playing with 4 personals. Deion Jones to the free throw line. First one good. Hawks within 4. And Deion Jones trying to make it 3.
That's arguably the 2 most important players for St. John's. You got their leading scorer and the leading shot blocker in the nation.
Although tonight that guy has been Phil Green. Second free throw, no good from Jones. Remains a 4-point contest with 4:20 remaining. Green across the timeline, 4:15 to go. Working on Josh James, will lob one right for Pointer. Pointer penetrates, stops, kicks out. Harrison, a deep 3-pointer, rattles it in.
That's a big shot from a big-time player. Obekpa was this close from getting called for a moving screen. Just not enough contact. That would have been a huge play, but big shot from Harrison.
James for Deion Jones. Back up top, Josh James. Moves to his right, bounces for Nicholas. Pump fake DeLeo from 3 will drive in. Floater will go from Max DeLeo. Got to the Big East logo and floated one through. And the Hawks again draw within 5.
Max is excellent going to his right hand. A lot of the Hawks guards using the floater. And a moving screen now called on Obekpa.
His night is over, Steve. Obekpa picks up his 5th personal foul with 3:34 to go. Hawks within 5. The ball coming to MU after this final media timeout. 3:34 to go. 54-49. St. John's. Stay tuned to MU basketball right here on the Shore Sports Network. For all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press at 1-800-822-9770 or visit app.com/subscribe. The Hawks would also like to thank their good friends at Wolf Subaru, Coke, McClune's, and Surf Taco for their tremendous support throughout this season. Well, we just had a major, major play in this game. It was Chris Obekpa, the leading shot blocker in the nation last year. I believe he had 9 to this point tonight against MU. He picked up his 5th personal foul on the offensive end. Not only did it make him foul out of the game with his 5th personal, it also sent the ball back to MU on offense. The score right now, 54-49 St. John's with 3:34 to go, Steve.
That was a huge play in this game. And what's funny is that the previous possession, Obekpa went to set a ball screen, and he was so close from moving and getting called on that one. And then he, on the next possession,
He sets a moving screen away from the ball. That's obviously a huge play in the ball game. Hawks have the ball. Big possession. We'll see who the Hawks select to go to here. But they have a lot of momentum going into this last 3:34.
Robinson leading the way for Monmouth with 13 points, 5 of 12 shooting. Hawks come out of the timeout with Robinson, James, Nicholas, Jones, and O'Garrow. This has been the lineup that has worked for them down the stretch here. And the inbound to Justin Robinson will pick it up around half court. 3.5 remaining. Hawks trail it by 5 here on the road at St. John's. Robinson working his way to the basket. Kicks in the corner. Extra pass Jones. Up top will step inside. And the deep two will fall.
What a big time shot from Deion Jones. Shot fake. One dribble to the left. Pull up with a defender all over him, and he knocks it down.
Not sure how that one went down. It hit every part of the rim on the way. MU within 3. Harrison playing with 4 fouls. Steps back and tans a 3 from the left wing.
Wow, that is a huge shot from Harrison. Coach Rice is all smiles on the sideline. I think he's okay with that. Josh James, just not enough ball pressure on a big-time Big East player, and he just raises up and knocks it down.
3:01 to go. St. John's 57, MU 51. D'Angelo Harrison just stepping back and drilling that one. He's now got 13 after a first half where he was pretty much a non-factor. All Coach Rice can do is smile. I think that's exactly what he wanted. I mean, I think that is really where he wanted Josh James to be. And you can't do anything about D'Angelo Harrison. He's an incredibly skilled player.
I don't think there's anything wrong with Harrison shooting threes. Again, he's 2 of 18 on the year. He hit a big one earlier on and a few minutes back, and then he hits this one here. I do think that Josh James probably gave him a little too much space, and that time Harrison knocks it down. Guy scores 21 points per game. Eventually, you're going to think he's going to get rolling and going to get moving. Plus, late in the second half, you're going to think that their best offensive player is going to take it upon himself to score some points.
And the Hawks string a couple of buckets together to get back into this one. It's just a 6-point game with 3:01 remaining. St. John's has 10 fouls as a team, so Monmouth shooting 2 the rest of the way. The Hawks have 16 fouls, so not even in the bonus yet is MU. 3 minutes, 1 second left. Same lineup for the Hawks. Robinson, James, Jones, Nicholas, O'Garrow. Moving left to right here in the second half, Nicholas will be the trigger man right of his own basket after the Harrison triple. That was big. And Steve, we haven't seen many effects on Harrison's defense to this point, playing with 4 fouls.
That does protect you a little bit when you play a zone.
Robinson shakes past Pointer, finds James left wing. Josh James working the ball between his hands. Now it's Justin Robinson again. Robinson stops, fires a 3 from the left wing. Off the heel, no good. Skying for the rebound, O'Garrow. Kicks it out. Nicholas fakes from the corner, lost the ball, dribbled it off of his foot, and the ball will go out of bounds. They're going to get a foul before the turnover on Orlando Sanchez.
And that time they called Sanchez. He got beat, and he reached behind to try to deflect the ball off of Red. Or they call the foul there. Monmouth with a fortunate play, but he did reach from behind to get the ball. Again, Red's got to come up with foul shots and make them.
2:40 remaining. Nicholas to the free throw line, where tonight he's 4 out of 6. First one up and good.
Again, we'll see what Monmouth wants to do pressure-wise. Do they pick up full court? Do they go back into the half court? Or do they do the half court trap that's been very successful in this game for them?
Second free throw from Nicholas. No good. Rebound, Sanchez. 57-52 as we approach the 2.5-minute mark. Hawks trail it by 5. Need a stop here. Green for Harrison. Somehow, Sampson ended up on his back, and James fouls Harrison, and he'll go to the line for a 1-1. Harrison coming in a 96% free throw shooter. Tonight, 0 for 1. He missed one earlier when I said that.
Probably not the guy you want to foul, especially 25 feet away from the rim.
2:28 to go. Harrison has only missed 2 from the line this season. One of them came earlier tonight. Front end of the 1-1 is good. Put St. John's back up 6. This is a big free throw. because it makes it a two-possession game, theoretically. With just 2:28 left. Harrison, six dribbles. Steps up, nothing but net on the second. It's a seven-point game. And if you're Monmouth, you need at least two here. Robinson calmly across half court with 2:20 left. Finds Deion Jones in the right wing. Across Robinson, fakes, finds Jones. Back up top, Justin Robinson penetrates through the lane. Scoop layup. How did that one go down? And Robinson gets it to fall.
And Robinson is so good under there for such a little guy. Just kind of puts his head down, gets in, scoops it around the defender, and puts it in.
2 minutes left. Still a five-point game. Harrison penetrates, stops, goes for Pointer. Now Green will drive right baseline. He kick out. Pointer, Harrison, top of the key. Guarded by James. Spots up. That one way off the mark. And Robinson coming with the rebound. A minute 40 to go. Justin Robinson behind the back dribble in the corner. Nicholas wide open from the corner. Scored on a three.
Red is wide open there in the left corner.
Green at the top of the key will let the shot clock run. Probably could have taken one there. St. John's can run this to about a minute. That's a big miss from Nicholas.
He's so open. You want to see him make that shot.
MU still within five, within striking distance, with a minute 15 to go. Straight on Harrison. They're going to let this one run all the way down. 10 to shoot from the corner. Sampson misses off the heel. Offensive rebound, Sanchez. Green from the corner will can a three.
You know what's funny is that the whole crowd screamed no when Green took that shot. That's what you want from Monmouth. Green took a bad shot there, but he knocked it down. He's been on fire all night.
57.2 to go, and St. John's has taken an 8-point lead.
And Harrison just went to Green and told him it was a bad shot and looked pretty mad at him, too. But for Monmouth, you give up the offensive rebound, you actually want Green to take that shot. I find it to be very funny that the whole place screamed no as he was shooting, but he knocks it down.
Big shot there, and St. John's up 8. Steve, may be too little time left for MU. We'll see. Looks like you're going to see sharpshooter Christian White check into the game here late, and if you can free him up in space, you know he'll knock down his jumpers.
It's so tough to sit the whole game and then have to come in and try to get up a three-point shot. But that's what Christian's here to do. He's a three-point shooter. He's a sharpshooter. That was a funny sequence to me, Gary. Offensive rebound out to Phil Green. The whole place screams no as he's shooting it. But Green has really had a phenomenal night shooting the ball, and he's carried St. John's most of the game before Harrison got going in the second half. You know, the Hawks have played a great game. Let's be honest about this. A team that a lot of people think St. John's has NBA players on it. A team that people think are going to compete for the top spot in the Big East this year. They have a ton of talent. Their big-time freshman was suspended in this game, which obviously played a huge role. The Hawks have played great, and they've played fearless basketball. They've attacked the rim, even with the leading shot blocker of the country on the other side. But boy, down five, you've got Red Nicholas wide open in the corner. That was a huge shot. And he can't get it to go. But you got to really give the Hawks a lot of credit in this game for fighting and competing. And they had a shot. They still have a shot. It's only an 8-point game. But they absolutely had a chance to win this game.
62-54 with 57.2 remaining. Stewart and White both sitting the majority of the night. We saw Stewart for a brief moment earlier. We'll check in. They're guys that we know can stroke it. We'll see if one of them can get free and hit a big shot or two.
St. Robinson, man.
Robinson got a hurry here. 50 seconds to go. We'll get inside. Justin Robinson blocked by Pointer. The ball out of bounds. Possession will stay with MU. 46.6 to go.
I really respect the way that Robinson gets into the lane. Plus, he's great off the screen when he splits defenders and weaves himself in.
Jones, right of the basket, will trigger. Skies it to half court for Justin Robinson, who will run the ball forward. Jones to the corner for Colin Stewart. Pump fake, step back three from Stewart. That one doesn't go. Rebound, Harrison, and he gets fouled hard by Christian White. 36.1 to go. A About a one-second differential between shot and game clock. Harrison to the line here will try to put St. John's up by double figures and would be two big freebies here from D'Angelo Harrison.
And that's what Colin Stewart was in the game to do. He got a little look at it, step-back shot. And again, it's so tough to sit on the bench the whole game and then try to come in and knock down a shot, especially if you're a three-point shooter. You will try to shoot with rhythm.
Harrison shooting 1-1. First one doesn't go. So he misses the front end. Deion Jones up for Justin Robinson. Still an eight-point game. Robinson drives inside, stops. Deep two falling away. No good. Offensive rebound, O'Garo. Now Nicholas fakes up top. Robinson a deep three. Doesn't go. Rebound to Green, and he gets fouled by Deion Jones.
Now, the Hawks are probably going to walk out of here with possibly a double-digit loss, but the game was so much closer than that. I'm so impressed with the way they played in this ball game. I know Coach Rice is definitely happy with the way they played and the effort. You know, he's not one for moral victories, but Coach Rice, a lot of times, was all smiles on the sideline.
This is about as good as you can hope to play this team without winning.
And they had a chance to win in this game. If that three-pointer by Red goes down and he cuts it to a two-point game, who knows what happens? And he was wide open there. I can't stress that enough. And nothing against Red. Sometimes they go, sometimes they don't. But the Hawks absolutely had a chance in this ballgame.
Green coming into this one, a 67% free throw shooter. Knocks down his first. We'll see Vuk Beletic check in for the first time in his collegiate career to play out his final 15 seconds, wearing number 44 for Monmouth.
And let's
make this 10-point game.
And let's credit Phil Green again for just a phenomenal game. 22 points really led the way for St. John's.
64-54 after the two free throws from Phil Green. Robinson will pick it up, hand for Nicholas. Nicholas will get inside. Floater doesn't go. Beletic looking for the rebound, doesn't get it. And Green will pick up the rebound and run out this remaining clock. St. John's will walk out of here with a victory, but also with a little bit of a scare. 64-54, St. John's, the winners here tonight. But MU competing with a Big East team on the road for 40 strong minutes here this evening.
Gary, this was a great performance by the Hawks. As good as you can play without winning, they really came in here. They played with effort. They got up and down the floor. They weren't scared about the big shot blocker. Even though he finished with 10 blocks, they still attacked the rim. The little guys on Monmouth, Justin Robinson and Josh James, Deion Jones, always attacking the rim. These guys, this team is made up of a lot of aggressive rim attackers. And the future is so bright. I know I keep saying that, but it's really exciting to watch these guys play. And I know Coach Rice is not into moral victories, but they really played a good game.
64-54 is tonight's final score, and we will await Coach Rice here courtside on the Shore Sports Network as Monmouth falling to St. John's here by a 10-point margin in a game that was a heck of a lot closer than that. And we will quickly take a 60-second timeout and be back with Coach Rice and your final stats right here on the Shore Sports Network. Back here at Carneseca Arena, the Hawks fall tonight to St. John's 64-54. And a game that is pretty much the definition of the score doesn't tell the story, Steve.
Yeah, the Hawks really played a close game with St. John's. St. John's seemed to sleepwalk through most of this game. Their best player, D'Angelo Harrison, 21 points per game going into this game, was riddled with foul trouble throughout most of the game. And then when he came in, he hit some huge shots late. He had two threes and some free throws late that really were back-breaking shots for the Hawks. Obekpa, the shot blocker, leading the country in shot blocks, he, of course, put his stamp on this game with 9 block shots. And again, he should have had 8 because that was absolutely a goaltend and a call that I thought was missed. And again, in close games, those are two important points. The Hawks really play with a lot of effort. I just can't say enough about how impressed I am with them in this game.
That was a big play in this game. And another play that you look at, Steve, that we kind of talked about during the broadcast where we thought it might be an impact play was Tyrone O'Garrow's intentional foul. I believe St. John's ended up getting one of the free throws there and then a bucket after that. You look at it and say, wow, that could be a big turning point. It wasn't. The Hawks battled back to tie the game multiple times after that. I don't think that really changed anything, and a benefit to the credit to the Hawks, at least.
Yeah, and that play concerned me a little bit for what we were talking about, St. John's kind of playing a listless game. You don't want to do anything to wake them up. You know, I don't know if Monmouth University is a game that they circle on their schedule and get really pumped up for. So, and Monmouth should absolutely take advantage of that, because these are the games that Monmouth circles and goes, let's go into St. John's and let's play a Big East team and give them a ride and get out of there with a win and get the first win against a Big East team in program history. So that play did worry me a little bit, but you're right. It really didn't have a huge outcome as far as catalyst-wise. Monmouth battled back. They tied the game. They took the lead at one point in the second half. They really played a phenomenal game. Credit Coach Rice and his staff for a great game plan, and they executed the game plan, and they dared St. John's to shoot, and they still attacked the rim. They were patient against the zone defense. Not many threes fell. Their three-point percentage wasn't great. They were actually 2 of 18 from 3, and if some of those go down, you know, maybe it's a little bit of a different outcome. But, again, great job by the Hawks tonight. Coach Rice is making his way over now.
Working his way towards us. The Hawks led in scoring tonight by Justin Robinson. He adds 15, 2 assists, and 5 rebounds. 6 of 17 from the floor, 2 of 9 from beyond the arc. He was the only Hawk who hit any shots from downtown, as Steve mentioned. MU 2 of 18 from 3 point land, as Coach Rice will make his way over to join us here post game on the Shore Sports Network. And we, of course, as always, are happy to have him here with us on the Shore Sports Network. Coach Rice, you guys come in here and you battle with a Big East team on the road for 40 minutes. I know you're probably not into moral victories, but a great effort from your squad tonight.
Definitely. Well, first, I just want to say congratulations to all the new Hall of Fame members. I know it was a big night for us at Monmouth, and we were trying hard to bring it home for the people that joined the Hall of Fame. You all had great careers. I'm sorry that we couldn't be there tonight, but we had some other business to take care of. So congratulations to all the new Hall of Fame members. Very, very happy for you guys. And I just want to say that my kids really fought for 40 minutes. St. John's is a tough squad, and they made some threes tonight. They had made 6. They had shot 18% from 3 on the year, and I don't even know how many they make. 8 of them, 7, 8 of them tonight, and their best player jumps up and knocks them down. And then the one in the corner late, their coaches are screaming, no, that might cost them later in the year, because if you take shots like that at crunch time like that, that's going to be not good.
Yeah, we talked about that, Coach, that the whole place screamed no as he was shooting. Coach, how about the fearlessness of some of your young guards, Justin Robinson and Josh James, and they just attack the rim, and even against the leading shot blocker in the country, they don't change the way they play. They're intimidated, and they always find ways, and they're so crafty in the lane to get into the rim and make plays at the rim.
Well, those two young guys, I've been telling you, those guys are different. They've been telling me, Coach, you need to play us together more. You need to play us together more. But both of those kids are tremendous. They're competitors. Our team really grew up some tonight. This group, every day we're on the floor, we're getting better. What about big Zach Tillman going right at their face in the middle of the lane and scoring buckets? All right, I told him, Zach, it's coming for you. You're doing too many positive things for it not to be coming for you. So I'm just proud of these kids.
Coach, how about game plan-wise? It seemed like you were really daring them to shoot. As you said, they came in shooting 15% from 3. It looked like you guys were daring them to shoot on the defensive end. And it was really working for most of the game until Harrison caught a little fire. And then half-court trap-wise really worked out well. You guys got a lot of turnovers off of that.
Well, we're getting better at it, you know, and we still got to remember that we got a lot of young guys out on the floor playing. So it's still new to them. Our defense will continue to get better. I'm looking at the stats right now. We out-rebounded them by 9, okay? So we're getting better. We turned the ball over too much, and we're still missing too many free throws. But we're going to keep getting better, keep working at it.
Well, Coach Rice, we thank you, as always, for joining us, and we'll talk to you Tuesday at Penn State.
All right, thank you, guys. And I want to say hello to my family, Summer Rice, Alexander Rice, Julian Rice. Sorry that we couldn't get it done. And Xander, I didn't forget you this time, brother. I miss all three of you guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
We thank Coach Rice, as always, for joining us here on the Shore Sports Network postgame as the Hawks falling in this one. 64-54 is the final score. And, Steve, I believe it's time to present our player of the game, presented by McLoone's Restaurants. And it's presented by McLoone's Restaurants. Visit McLoone's.com for information on all of their great locations. It would appear that we have lost our final stat sheet, but I think we can probably agree on the guy we want to choose.
Well, I'm going to choose Justin Robinson. I hope you were thinking that. He finished, I think Coach Rice took our stat sheet, but I think he finished with 17 points. He was only 6 of 17 from the floor, but he hit some big threes. He gets himself into the lane. For such a small guy, he really is so crafty. He gets himself into the lane, has a phenomenal way of spinning the ball off the glass. I'm going to give the player of the game to Justin Robinson.
And you were so right about the fearlessness of Robinson and James, not afraid to attack inside, getting right to the bucket. And Coach Rice pretty adamant about Zach Tillman's play down there, too.
And Tillman looked the best he's looked so far, and I'm a big Zach Tillman guy. I think that as the future goes on and as he develops, Tillman has such a natural back-to-the-basket game. And, again, he's a right-handed player that is so good going left. He almost looks more comfortable going left. I believe that the future is very bright for Zach Tillman, and he did play a great first half.
Well, we'll wrap things up here from Carneseca Arena. Steve, I have to tell you, it was a real pleasure to be back on the air and do this game with you tonight.
Gary, you did a great job. Welcome aboard. You did a phenomenal job in your WOBM debut, and hopefully we got some more games for you in the future.
The upcoming game presented by Coach USA. Coach USA driven with pride. The MU men's basketball team will return to action next Tuesday night when they head out to Happy Valley. They'll take on the Nittany Lions of Penn State. I'll actually be back on the air with Eddie Acapinti for that one, a 7 o'clock tip out in Pennsylvania. MU taking on Penn State. And, of course, MU football wrapping up their season here on the Shore Sports Network tomorrow at noon against Duquesne. Join Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti for that one. Again, like to thank my broadcast partner tonight, Steve Bazaz, back in the studio, Paul Ceretti and Ray Malaspina. Great job as always back in the studio for us. And for Steve Bazaz, I'm Gary Cole. Thanks for having me tonight, Steve.
Gary did a great job. It was a phenomenal game by the Hawks. They really did come in. And like we've been saying, Coach Rice is not a believer in moral victories, but I think they're very, very proud of their young team tonight. They really came in and played a great game.
We'll sign off here from Carneseca Arena. Football tomorrow at noon here on the Shore Sports Network, and men's hoops next Tuesday against Penn State right here on the Shore Sports Network. Thanks again to everybody back in the studio and Steve Bazaz. I'm Gary Cole right here on the Shore Sports Network.